Reuben Blades is one of the great salsa singers in the world. He's also a composer, an actor, an activist. He's run for president of Panama and lost, but he did become that country's minister of tourism. This week, Reuben Blades made his Jazz at Lincoln Center debut. His latest CD, Tangos, has been nominated for 2 Latin Grammys, Album of the Year and Best Tango Album. And in this project, he turns some of his well-known salsa repertoire into tango music with the help of an old friend, the Argentine composer Carlos Franzetti.
Ay, Pedro Navaja, y nadie sabe pa quien trabaja, bonco.
Reuben Blades joins us from New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
No, thank you very much for inviting me, sir, Scott.
Why a tango album now, at this point in your career?
I was always interested in trying to find how different genre would affect the lyrics that I've written. Salsa is where most of my songs have been recorded. The genre of salsa is very frenetic, fast-paced, and I felt that the lyrics sometimes were being lost. I wanted to see how the lyrics would react under a tango type of structure, which is more reflexive.
Let's listen to Ella.
Ella, que sin rendirse insiste en regalarme sueños que mi razón resiste. Ella, que llena con abrazos los cínicos espacios en que mi pena existe.
So I hear what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That song, when I recorded it originally, was a lot faster. Even some people have told me, oh, I didn't realize that you could sing, actually. It's just kind of distressing to hear after 40 years.
So what's the process of reinterpreting one of your own songs like that?
It was interesting because it made me reflect on the lyrics more. And the genre itself, tango has the atmosphere created by the instrumentation, the bandoneon or the violin, seems to have redirected me into a different area of my own soul. I mean, when I was singing, I felt this tremendous wave of emotion. And I had to be careful so it wouldn't turn out to be too sentimental or maudlin, even.
How did you find music, Mr. Blades? I don't think I've ever heard that story.
Well, my mother was a piano player and a singer, and my father at one point was a bongo player. And also in Panama, we heard music all day. I mean, the radio was on. There was no television. The DJs at the time played all kinds of music. You know, you go from Los Churumbeles de España playing like music from Spain to all of a sudden Tito Puente or Machito, and then you switch to Frank Sinatra, and then you went back to, you know, Mantovani, and then they came up with a cumbia or not. You never knew what you were going to listen to.
Another song I want to ask you about is, it's a sad song, Adán García.
Adán García, yeah.
This is a song about a man who can't feed his family. What did you do with it as a tango?
Actually, I like to write about things that no one else writes. And I had this discussion many times with García Márquez and Carlos Fuentes. And Gabriel used to say that I was a journalist, basically, and I try to think of myself as such. So this is a story about the last 24 hours in the life of a man who's so desperate that he makes decisions that end up tragically. And I asked Carlos, I said, progressively add elements to the arrangement that depict the state of decomposition, emotional anguish, and how this man is pretty much disintegrating. And when we recorded it with the Prague City Symphony Orchestra, Carlos, I remember, told the translator to tell the band, which were like 70 musicians, he said, as you're playing this, if you feel that you're doing it wrong, that means you're doing it right. I don't know how that translated into Czech, but we did had a lot of weird looks.
Dice el parte policial que Adán llegó a un banco y le gritó a la cajera que le entregara todo, todo el dinero que ella en su caja tuviera.
Another song I want to ask you about.
Okay.
It's the last on the CD, Tiempos. Now, does this become a song about what time does to us and for us, if we're lucky?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a nice reflection. And it's based also on that biblical argument that there's a time for growth and there's a time for death and there's a time for life, for failure and for success. And you know, it's what life is. It's a continuous experience. I remember when I played it for my father the first time, he was very, very moved by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was interesting to watch because my father, you know, he's not a very expressive guy, and it moved him. And this continues to move me when I listen to it.
Hay un tiempo pa sufrir, y hay un tiempo para amar, un tiempo para sentir, y otro para perdonar. Hay un tiempo pa vivir, y otro para terminar. Hay un tiempo para morir y otro para comenzar.
What interests you that's ahead that we haven't heard from you yet?
I'm planning, and I stress planning, on running again in Panama in 2019.
For president?
Yeah, as an independent. So it's more an effort to bring some issues to public discussion that I feel no organized party is going to try to do because it goes against its own interests. I mean, I wish I didn't have to, but I feel I do.
Before you get fully involved in your campaign for president, what's left for music that you want to do?
Right now, I'm in the process of recording right now a salsa album with Roberto Delgado and orchestra in Panama. I'm recording an album of an alter ego that I have, which is a Cuban gentleman is about 92 years old, and his name is Medoro Madera.
You are him, but he's
yes.
Your alter ego.
Yes.
He talks like this, and he sings like this, too.
Because he always wants to sing, and I don't let him.
You can run for president of Panama, and your alter ego can try and become
wouldn't that be
premier
something?
Of Cuba.
He'd probably do better than I did.
Well, Mr. Blades, always a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Ruben Blades performs again tonight at Lincoln Center his CD, Tangos. Nominated for a couple of Latin Grammys.
Pues la esperanza, paso no lleva prisa.